Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help infertility with lymphatic system detoxification. The lymphatic system isn't a system that we think about when we discuss infertility and trying to conceive. But if you want to improve your chances of conceiving a child, you need to know how to help infertility by cleaning your body with lymphatic system detoxification. An infant starts as one cell. If that cell is not in a healthy environment, it can have problems. Going through a lymphatic system detoxification can help you prepare for conceiving a child by helping to improve circulation and natural detoxification. When your body is less toxic, the body's pH is more in balance. This is a more hospitable environment for our cells to grow and thrive. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help create a healthier cellular environment. You know, for the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how cellular waste is building in our body because our lymphatic system is not flowing. Understanding how waste is filling in our body, I developed work called Lymphpractic. It really gets to the root cause of disease. I activate your lymphatic system, and we improve natural detoxification. We do this over a few sessions, and your life changes. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally with Skype. When you understand science of the lymphatic system and body sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of conceiving. Now, infertility is not a small problem. Millions are having problems trying to conceive. My wife and I struggled with infertility for 13 years. We tried everything, probably like you. We tried different herbs. We tried cough syrup to thin our fluids. We tried lying with your feet up after sex, doing it with socks on, or even doing it numerous times a day. We tried everything. It was exhausting. At 38, we finally looked at each other and said, hey, we better do something about this. So we went to a fertility doctor, and we were very fortunate. We really didn't have to do much. My wife gave herself some shots over a few weeks, but we had both really changed. We decided that we were going to change our lifestyle habits. We cleaned up our act. We didn't drink as much. I forget if we actually stopped drinking completely, but we didn't have coffee. We didn't have soda. We ate more fruits and vegetables, and this is really what I believe made the biggest difference, and we took herbs. When we finally went to the fertility clinic to have the sperm implanted in Eileen's cervix, the nurses were looking at each other very, like with a smile on their face. Well, I didn't know about it. I asked them what they were looking at, and they said they were looking at my sperm count, which was 150 million, which is really the highest range. And I want to tell you, males, that it wasn't always like that. When we first started checking my sperm count in when we were younger, when we were in our 30s, it was about 50 million. Then when we were older, it went down to 40 million. Now, that supposedly, that's supposed to be pretty good. But when we changed our diet, when we actively took steps to clean up our bodies, my sperm count went to 150 million. That's so important for you guys to understand. You have to clean up. So once they bypassed and put the sperm right into the cervix, we got pregnant. And I really believe it's because the vagina becomes overly acidic, and it kills the sperm. This is why many couples hear after their testing that the wife's body is rejecting or killing the sperm. I believe your body is just too acidic, and an acidic environment damages cells, which sperm are cells. So what are the signs of infertility in a woman? Symptoms include abnormal periods, bleeding is heavier or lighter than usual, irregular periods, the number of days in between each period varies each month. You have no periods. if you have never had a period or periods suddenly stop. Many have painful periods, back pain, pelvic pain, and cramping. Why does infertility in women happen? I mean, there are many reasons, but age plays a large role. And one of the most common causes of female infertility is infrequent ovulation. There's less release of a mature egg from the ovary. Some women are also prone to developing growth called fibroids or polyps in the uterus. These growths may block the fallopian tubes or lead to infertility and miscarriages. So let's talk about male infertility. More than 90% of male infertility cases are due to low sperm counts, poor sperm quality, or both. The remaining cases of male infertility can be caused by a range of conditions, including anatomical problems, hormonal imbalances, and genetic defects. And I want to add an acidic environment. Again, if you're overly acidic, and we saw that with my sperm, I stopped drinking, I stopped eating meat, I really got healthy and took herbs, very simple herbs that we're going to talk about, and my sperm count went from, 40 million up to 150 million. And I believe everybody can do that with taking positive steps. So in general, they say the sperm count is, normal when it's 20 million per milliliter of semen. But I believe we're looking at people who, again, are very acidic and our sperm counts are very low. So lifestyle factors that mom and dad or future mom and dads have to look at. Are you sleeping well? Sleep has a lot to do with how our body functions. Are you exposed to harmful chemicals? When I go get my pool chemicals here, I walk into the pool store and, geez, you smell that chlorine. These people are breathing that all day long. So what are you around? What type of chemicals are you around? Lack of exercise. If we're not moving our blood every day, then we're not moving waste through our body. And studies have shown that 20 minutes of exercise reduces inflammation in the body. So, again, it could even be maybe you're doing too much exercise. Maybe you're doing an hour and a half or 2 hours of intense exercise every day and you're dehydrating yourself, making yourself more acidic. So we have to look at both. Are you exercising enough or are you exercising too much? And stress. Stress makes us very acidic. So if you have a stressful job, if you're in a stressful relationship, you really have to manage that stress. Otherwise, it's interfering with your ability to conceive. Are you drinking alcohol? Are you drinking a lot of soda? These things contribute to our acid or alkaline level in our body. So even medications or supplements can make us acidic and interfere. Many medications deplete magnesium in the body, which make us acidic. So my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. It explains how you can help most health problems by balancing your pH and improving your lymph flow. These two steps, I believe, may help many couples with infertility. The lymphatic system maintains the cells of the body. So lymphatic system detoxification can be used to prepare the body for a pregnancy, for that cell to be implanted. Now, it's not just the mother's responsibility. Both parents need to go through a couple of months of cleaning up to prepare for conception. Studies have shown that it's not even just the mother and father who, again, DNA and genes make that child. It's even the grandparents that we have to consider, what they ate, how healthy they were. So it really is, we have to include everything. Now, I'm really big on detoxification. So we have to think of ways to detox, especially with the lymphatic system. Now, before I talk about how to help infertility with lymphatic system detoxification, I want to remind you, I work with clients who have many health problems besides infertility. They have cancer, Lyme, pain, brain issues. They can't think, brain fog, chemo brain. They have a child with autism or Asperger's. I help clients prepare for pregnancy in Scottsdale, Arizona with Lymphpractic, a fully closed session. It's very relaxing to the body. And we do it very gently when you come in so that we don't create a Herxheimer or a detox reaction. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients nationally and internationally. Everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their balance in their body. And again, when we have a balanced pH, our body flows better and our cells are healthier. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. So how do we prepare your body for conception? Number one, I'm big on lymph drainage sessions, right? We can manually drain the lymphatic system. And when we do this, we're immediately picking up cellular waste and toxins and other debris that creates inflammation in the body. And that inflammation is making you toxic. So it's really about bringing oxygen and nutrition to the cells. When we drain your body, we're actually moving waste out of the cellular environment and we're bringing good things like oxygen and nutrients to the cell. Now, you can see a lymph drainage therapist for a series of lymph drainage sessions over a couple of months. This gives you time to detox and gives you time to build your system up before trying to conceive, especially if you're going through intense IVF, in vitro fertilization treatments. These are very stressful on people. So you really want to get your body ready for it so you can go through this much better. When we improve the lymph system, besides oxygen and nutrition, it also helps remove waste like fibrin and parts of cells that may be limiting circulation and conception. If you don't know a lymph drainage therapist in your area, try a few flowing Swedish massages. You don't want them to beat you up. You just want a nice flowing Swedish massage. And we do this a few times in a row, it helps to clean us up. Now, lymphatic drainage is important, but knowing your pH is extremely important before trying to conceive. You want your body to be in balance. Lymphatic drainage is really so important. But we want to test your pH, your body's acid or alkaline level, and again, test your saliva and urine pH. Besides lymph drainage therapy, we need to worry about a little bit of exercise. Deep breathing helps to clean us up and good posture. But really, diet is so important. You can't get healthy without changing your diet a little bit. We can't eat the same foods all the time. So we need to eat a more alkaline diet, including more raw vegetables and fruits. More nuts, alkaline nuts. And we really need to limit wheat and red meat. These are big offenders that make us very toxic in our body. Now, there are many herbs that men and women could take. Alfalfa for men and women is very good. Maca is very good, M-A-C-A. Now, women could take red raspberry, and men can take American ginseng. But if you go online, you can see that there are many things. Magnesium helps to neutralize acid in the body and make the body more in balance and relaxes the body. Systemic enzymes help to break down waste and inflammation in the body to help improve circulation. Systemic enzymes also make thousands of chemical reactions in your body work better. And hydration is so important. Many people tell me that they're well hydrated, but we're really not. Most people are chronically dehydrated, especially if you're drinking coffee or drinking soda. Even tea, these things, again, are diuretics. So drinking alkaline water, drinking mountain spring water, if you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, then you have to add minerals, right? We need minerals. Preparing your body for having a baby really takes a lot of minerals. Studies have shown that they've taken, you know, old sheep, and they gave them a lot of minerals, and they were able to conceive again. So, again, there is research that minerals will make the body help prepare in conception. So, again, understanding whether you're acid or alkaline, you have to check your pH, but you should really know what foods are acid and alkaline. Most people don't understand this. And you can go to my OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. That's OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. On the home page, down on the bottom in the links, you'll see an acid-alkaline food chart. So please check that out, download it and print it out and put it by your refrigerator. Next Thursday's show will be on how to have a healthy pregnancy by improving your lymphatic system. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. I hope understanding how to prepare your body to conceive a child makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Osipinski. Please tell someone about our website, osipinskihealthacademy.com, and I hope you have a balanced and joyful life. Thank you.